Welcome to Wildly Worthy, where we get intentional about money and life. Hi, I'm your host, Nikki, self-love advocate, breathwork facilitator, and money mentor. Each week, I'll teach you something new to get you one step closer to living your vision board life. Learn how to make friends with your money and yourself while finding gratitude and abundance all around. It's time to start believing and owning that we are wildly worthy of our biggest dreams. I'm so happy you're here. Let's get started. Hello, hello. Welcome back. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so excited to talk to you all about Taylor Swift today. And although I love watching the videos and hearing the stories of like dissecting her songs and all of that, I'm not doing any of that today. Although she is a lyrical genius, I believe, in my opinion. She's so creative, but we'll talk about that in her as being a businesswoman. And really what I want to talk about today is what Taylor can teach us about business and human, right? Like connecting with your people, connecting with your fans, making them feel seen and heard, and, you know, putting your things out there that people want to hear. Because honestly, I love Taylor, but she's not the best singer in the world, right? Like, it's not her voice. That's not why people love her. It's, you know, who she is, how she treats her fans, how she teases things out, how, like, she pulls everything and makes it a theme. Like, she's an incredible storyteller. And I think in business, as a coach, as a creator, as a small business owner, whatever you're doing, we can learn so much from her in that. So let's talk about, like, first of all, I want to go back to like her high school days. If you haven't heard the story, like, she is from Pennsylvania, begged her parents to move to Nashville so she could become famous. She wanted to be a star, and she knew it from a very young age. And so she did. She moved to Nashville and went to high school in Nashville, where everybody's trying to make it, right? Like, it's just that kind of town where people move there so they can be famous for singing. And in high school, that's not the most popular thing, and especially country music. The kids, they made fun of her. They gave her a hard time. They thought, who does this girl think she is? And, you know, I think it was a little bit alienating for her, but she remained so freaking focused. And that's one thing that I'm trying to kind of like learn from her, is that like she didn't care about what people were saying about her, because if she did, she would have stopped. She would have tried to make other music, or she would have just stopped making music, period, because people were making fun of her for trying. And I think that's something that people do when they aren't doing the thing that their soul desires so much. They see other people living their dreams, going for that, and like, you know, everything's a mirror. So they look at that and they're jealous, and they're like, oh, who does she think she's actually going for it? And maybe they just haven't had like the guts to put themselves out there and try it. So, you know, I think she recognized that. And let's not like gloss over the fact that she's privileged. She has incredible parents and a backboard, but that's not the right word, but like people, a support system backing her up and, you know, keeping her going, even though the kids at school were being mean to her, right? So that's just the first thing I wanted to talk about, is just, you know, still going, even though she was being ridiculed, even though, you know, high school is hard enough as it is. She was just, you know, singing the national anthem at ball games and stuff until I think she was like 18, maybe 17 or 18 when her first album came out. So she was still young. She was probably still in high school. And then those kids started listening to her music, right? Because then it came out. So that's the first thing, is just like blocking out the haters. Stop worrying about what other people are thinking and worry about yourself. And what do you really want? And are those people really going to matter? Because honestly, those people who were making fun of her, Taylor probably doesn't even speak to anymore. And she might not even think twice about them, right? So hello, just keep going is what I'm saying. And don't worry if people are going to make fun of you, because they might. And I know people have made fun of me, not to my face, but I've heard about it. So, you know, it's fine. It is. You know, it hurts a little bit. It stings. And you're like, oh. And then you kind of want to go hide in a cave and like forget it happened. Or it inspires you to do even more and push even harder and go all in, right? And to prove everybody wrong. So, you know, take from that what you will. But that was something that I've been, you know, thinking about, reading on, listening, watching these, you know, fans talk about her. I'm like, what we can, you know, learn from her. So another thing is that, like, she posted a photo, and I think it was from her last tour from Reputation. Of Reputation is in these huge stadiums. It wasn't as big as Eras, but it was still very big. And a side-by-side of, like, one of her first concerts, and she was on a trailer, like, somebody would pull behind their truck. She was set up with a little band on a trailer with a banner that said Taylor Swift in the front, playing in this little, like, rinky-dink thing, right? It was just on the grass somewhere. I don't even know where it was or where it took place, but it was, like, such a contrast in photos of, like, this is where I came from. I haven't always been here. I haven't always been selling out stadiums. One time I was here and maybe one person was there. I don't know. So that's another thing, is when you look at people you are looking up to, people you want to be like, who you aspire to have their kind of lifestyles, they weren't always there, right? They weren't always at the top of their field or whatever they're doing right now. One time they were just playing for or coaching for one person. And maybe on social media, it's just you're speaking to one person, telling one person, this is what I've got, I'm giving you what I have, you know what I mean? And like really just opening up and sharing your heart and being able to give it to as many people that are available for it, and not being upset if it is just 30 likes instead of 300 likes, right? So that's the next thing I want to talk about. And then let's talk about the Easter eggs and just her marketing in general. I think is on genius level. I'm sure she has people who work with her on that, but she drips content like no other. No other person do I know that drips content like she does. Like the teasers and the like, guess this is coming, you know, and it's just like little things. She'll post like a 3-second clip, or just, you know, right now I just saw another post from Nice Boy Ed. And if you haven't seen the Nice Boy Ed stuff, it's just she posted a clip of her, you know, getting her Midnights album together with this song by Nice Boy Ed. No one knows who Nice Boy Ed is. He has 2 songs on Spotify, and he's followed by Taylor and her now ex-boyfriend, Alwyn. And don't even get me started about that breakup. But, you know, she's separate from her relationship, so I don't want to talk about that today, because that's not her art. That's not her business. That's her personal life. And so, anyway, Nice Boy Ed. People went feral, right? Trying to figure out who this is. I looked on Spotify, and I think the song has been played like 4 million times, 4 million downloads, and we still, nobody knows who that is singing, right? There was a lot of speculation, but it's a teaser, and Taylor, all she had to do is put it on one of her reels on Instagram, and people flew to find who this is and start listening to it, and that's just the power of her, what her storytelling has done, just, you know, started way back when, you know, with her debut album. And she has developed it and become even better, I feel like, now up to Midnights. But I lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah, her marketing, Easter eggs. So those are the things. And then, like, you know, when before Midnights came out, she would, like, every now and then, I don't know how often she was doing it, I can't remember, she'd do the Midnights Mayhem, and she would film a clip, and she would release the name of one of her songs. And that's it. She would just release the name of one of her songs. She'd be like, number 7, blah, blah, blah. I don't even remember what numbers they are now, but, like, Midnight Rain. And people were like, Midnight Rain, you know. And all she was doing was telling you the name, right? So, like, when you think about your business, it's almost like, how can you build up that much anticipation in your audience? How can you give them just enough to where they're just wanting more? They can't wait till it comes out. And yeah, I know we're not Taylor Swift. So, and I haven't figured this out completely myself either. I just wanted to talk about this, and I'm sharing it here because this is my podcast. So if you all have any theories or thoughts, I would love for you to like message me on Instagram and tell me about it. Because I want to talk about it. If you want to come on and we'll do like a interview, not an interview even, like, but just like a conversation about this level of genius, let's do it. Right. I do not have a lot of friends, close friends who are Taylor Swift fans. So it's really weird. So hopefully you guys like her. If not, you can learn from her. Even if you don't like her music, that's the thing. You can learn from her and, you know, what she stands for and what she does. So yeah, storytelling, build up anticipation. And I feel like each one of her albums are themed and really are like cohesive and create this kind of like world. I saw somebody saying last night that it could almost be like, you know how, if you've ever been to Dollywood, I'm from Tennessee, so we go to Dollywood. Dollywood, or even like Disney, how there are different parts of the theme park. Like Taylor could have one of those, and each part of her theme park would be like a different album. Like there'd be Speak Now, there'd be Midnights, there'd be Reputation, and it would be all these different things. Like Reputation would have snakes, and it'd be dark, and like tall buildings, you know, and like Lover would be like pastels and bright colors and clouds and cotton candy, right? So, you know, it's like you're transported to a different world when you enter each one of her albums. So think about when you're creating something, just creating a little world, a little fantasy, a little story to bring people in, to bring people together and, you know, propel them forward to this, like, what's the end goal? What are we going through for here, right? Like, what's this transformation? And Taylor is not really creating transformation because she's just creating art and sharing her art with us. And then we can take with it and interpret it how we like and apply it to our lives. Or we can just scream at the top of our lungs and go on with our days. Cool. Okay, let me check my notes here and see what else I wanted to talk about for her. And one thing I wrote down here is that one of her eras, I saw a clip from one of her tours recently. She said, "You guys are making me feel like I can do anything." And like, what a cool feeling to just have that, like, I can do anything. I can do it all. And I really enjoy her song, The Man, and about how, like, she's pushing through. She's doing it, even though she is a woman. She's trying to break barriers and, you know, make a way for women. And she really stands up for, like, women's rights and stuff. And I really look up to her for that. So, yeah, that's good. What else? Okay, and then recently she just came up and she got an Innovator Award at the iHeart Music Awards, and that was for music, like for changing the direction, almost being a disruptor and like doing something different. And one of the things she said in her acceptance speech was, "The thing is that you guys are giving me this award for the times that it worked out. You're not seeing all the times that it didn't. Everything that I tried and failed is not here." Like, you know, how many songs she's written and not put out because they just weren't like what she wanted them to be. Or maybe she did put some songs out and they flopped. I don't know. But I thought that was really something to take home, right? We're only seeing the things that worked out. We're not seeing the things that didn't, you know, as far as her work is concerned. So, yeah. I think she is so interesting, and I'm going to keep studying her, and I may do another one of these. I don't know. I'll probably come up with some more later. Or, like I said, if somebody wants to come on and talk Taylor Swift and business and how we can apply it, I'd love to have you on. Let's do it. If you don't love Taylor, I hope you at least got something from this for use in your life. And it doesn't even have to be for business. Like, in your life is just, like, keep doing the thing, even if you are getting made fun of, even if you are failing. If it's something you're passionate about and you really care deeply about, then, like, keep doing it. And I think persistence is one of the things that really stand out to me. So, anyway, thanks so much for hanging out with me. I will see you next time. Bye. Once again, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love to hear from you. Reach out to me on Instagram at wildly_worthy. You can tag me in your stories or send me a DM. Also, I'd love it if you could leave us a rate or review and subscribe if you're not already doing so. Can't wait to see you next time. Bye.